Hi, I'm Don McIntosh, and we're in a series designed to boost our immunity. Total community immunity is what we're talking about. And in the studio today is Dr. Roger Gallant. He is the medical director of the NuSTAR program here, so well known to all the people who have gone through NuSTAR and into the community here as well. Welcome, doctor. And we're going to be talking today about rest.
Yes.
Now, rest and immunity. This whole series is about increasing our immunity. What do we need to do in terms of rest that will increase our immunity?
So we need to work to get 8 hours of sleep. 8 hours of sleep boosts our immunity, helps our bodies to be healthier. When we sleep, our bodies heal and repair themselves.
Okay, so we need that healing and actually protection from sleep. And what happens if we don't get sleep to our immune system?
They say that the research shows that if you lose about 3 hours of sleep, that actually decreases your immune function by about 50%.
Wow, that's fascinating. I was listening to a report just the other day that says if you don't sleep, that actually the T killer cells can't really hook on effectively to the viruses and get rid of them. So you need that sleep. Now, how much sleep are we talking?
The recommendation is 8 hours of sleep a night.
What if you're sick? Is it more?
Yeah, absolutely. If you're sick, you should get more. If you're recovering from illness, like recovering from surgery or something like that, you need more. And younger people need more as well. You know, kids growing in their growth spurt, all of that need more sleep. But for adults, the recommendation is 8 hours of sleep.
And that's if you're healthy.
That's if you're healthy.
But if you're getting sick, if you're right after a hydrotherapy treatment or you're getting over an infection, you need to sleep maybe
even
more.
Absolutely.
In fact, they say that you need to stay in bed many times, get some exercise so you don't get a blood clot, but you need to get that rest when you're sick.
Right.
Okay, so anything else about sleep?
You know, they found that the deeper stages of sleep, stages 3 and 4, is when our brain rests and also when our bodies heal and repair. And we go into those deeper stages earlier and for longer periods when we go to bed earlier at night.
So what are we talking, 7 o'clock, 6 o'clock?
You could do that, but that may be an extreme. What they recommend is somewhere between maybe 9 o'clock, 8:30, and 10, somewhere in there, that you go to bed at that time and you get better rest, you get better healing and repair, and then you wake up earlier as well. Mm. And when you wake up early, what am I going to suggest you do? Go for a walk early in the morning.
Okay, so you're resting, maybe 9 o'clock, you go to bed, you get that 3 hours before midnight. Some people say that the sleep before midnight is twice as good as afterwards.
That's right. They actually have research that proves that. Mm. Because what happens is when you go to bed earlier, and there's nothing magical about midnight, there's no switch that gets flipped. But what they've found is when you go to bed earlier, you go into those deeper stages, the stages 3 and 4, when your body heals and repairs. When you go to bed later, you have more REM sleep. And REM is a little harder on our bodies because our brains are active during REM and they're not as active during stage 3 and 4 sleep. And so what happens is the pulse rate increases, the respiratory rate increases, we get more blood pressure, we get more blood flow to our brains for them to be active, and it's not as healing for our bodies.
So I notice you have a light here right behind you, probably just because we're trying to have nice lighting here, but if you're sleeping with a light on, is that going to help your immune system?
It's not ideal. We want to go to sleep and sleep in the dark. You don't want to leave the light on in the bathroom. You want to sleep in the dark. That helps our melatonin, which is crucial for sleep. Mm-hmm. And then in the morning, we want to get up early and go out for a walk and get some early light on our eyes. We don't have to look at the sun, but just getting early light on our eyes switches from the melatonin at night to serotonin in the morning. And serotonin is our feel-good hormone. It makes our brains feel better.
Yeah. Now, that research that I saw recently as well says that serotonin and epinephrine and all those things that are usually our daytime chemicals, if they're on at night, they don't allow that T killer cell to attach to the virus and kill it. So that's why you have to have complete darkness when you're sleeping. It increases your immunity. What about weekly rest? Anything to that?
Absolutely. Getting rest one day a week, and the Bible tells us that the best day to do that is the seventh day of the week, is actually beneficial for us. It helps us to function, be more efficient, and it helps our bodies to be healthier.
We've learned a lot of things here about rest as it relates to immunity, and thank you, Dr. Gallant.
Thank you, Pastor Matt.
Watch this again. Make some notes because you don't want to forget this. You're going to go to bed at 9 o'clock. You want to fight off those viruses by making that good connection between your T killer cells and those viruses. All these things are going to help you boost your immunity.